Irvine, Sister G.A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 12, 1903. My dear Sister Irwin, the Australian mail has just gone, and at the last moment Sarah took your letter from me and put it in an envelope. She had only a minute, for they were waiting to take the letters to the post office. I wanted to add one more text to your letter. It was this. Thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth. For the spirit should fall before me, and the souls which I have made. I have seen his ways, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. Isaiah 57, verse 15, 16, 18. Are not these words full of encouragement? God assures us that he will not leave us to walk in the sparks of our own kindling, to grope our way along in uncertainty. He will not leave us to be our own teachers in the serious, all-important matters that concern our eternal interests. He declares, I will be your teacher. I will give you light and knowledge. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Psalm 97, verse 11. I am glad, Sister Irwin, that you are not one that is easily discouraged. We gain nothing by gathering about us the mist and cloud of darkness. We are to walk in the light because we are imitators of Christ. The Lord wants us to be cheerful and bright. He wants us to have a cloudless experience because we believe his word. We need often to pray, Lord, increase my faith, that I may be strong to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Make me more than a conqueror, through him that loved me and gave himself for me. The Holy Spirit, earnestly sought and constantly cherished, works in the hearts of those who believe, giving them power to become the sons of God. To follow Christ means everything to us. The path of the Christian is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. He who follows Christ is assured that he will have the light of life. John 8, verse 12. This light means an insight into sacred things. It means an acquaintance with God himself, a personal, vital acquaintance. It grieves the Holy Spirit for us to distrust the Lord. The 12 disciples had not a true appreciation of Christ, and they were always in danger of forfeiting the great blessings that he came to bring them by misunderstanding his intentions, walking contrary to his purposes, and suggesting lines of action not in harmony with his will. Thus, they made trouble for themselves. They meant to be faithful to Christ, but they did not understand him. They did not value aright his sympathy and care for them. So it is with many today. Their sympathy with Christ in no wise compares with his sympathy for them.